A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, 15th November 2017. And this is a Live Talk Diaspora Forum. My name is Chris Gande.
And I am Tanonoka Wande.
Tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we are talking about the situation currently obtaining in Zimbabwe following the taking over of power by the Zimbabwe National Army.
The army last night took over the state broadcaster and announced on television that it was now in control.
Not much information has been made public by the army, which says President Robert Mugabe is safe, but he's understood to have told his South African counterpart Jacob Zuma that he was under house arrest at the State House.
A press conference has been penciled in for tomorrow, where Mr. Mugabe is expected to announce that he is relinquishing power.
However, it is not clear what kind of transitional mechanisms will be put in place, although ousted Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa is reported to be the one who will head the government, and other names in that transition include those of the MDCT leader Morgan Tsvangirai, ZAPU leader Dumiso Dabengwa, and others are also being mentioned.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave short frequency and on 13860 kilohertz short wave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
But before we open up the lines for our guests and your calls, here is a brief video about the Mugabes.
And before we go to that video, we'll take a quick break. Yebo kambe Zulu kandaba mthwakazi omuhle siyadivana kuhlelo lwethu lwe Diaspora Forum lamhlanje ke. Hayi sisekhaya lapho okule ukungazakali khona ukuthi kuhamba kahle njani siyazi kubana amabutho izolo haphumile singathi thina lamhlanje madabu kakusa aphumile emsakazweni we ZBC esithi wona asethethe amandla kodwa athi wona ayisikho lokho okuthiwa ngesilungu yikhu bathi bona hayi sithethe nje isikhatshanyana sokubana silungisise umumo obusukhona lapha bathi bona kukhanya bese kungasahambi kahle elizweni lapha umumo obungahambi kahle bayalungisisa njalo bathi bona bafuna nje ukuthi bakhangele ukubana labo abaseduze loMongameli Mugabe yibo kuphela ababakhangeleyo ukuthi yibo abazajeziswa abazange bakhulume ke ukuthi ngobani amabizo wabo kodwa singokuzwa kwethu sebekhona abanye abaphathi intambo ukuthiwa sebevalelwe Mr. Wande
Mazwama virapura mauto akaudza nyika kuti vasikufara nezvinhu zvakanga zvichitika munyika zvinosanganisira kudzingana kwanga kwakachita vanhu muZANU PF nokudhura kunoita zvinhu nokushaka kunoita zvinhu saka vakati havasikuzokwanisa kuramba vakangopeta maoko vakatarisa zvinhu zvichiri kuitika zvakadari vachiti vangangozopindira kana zvinhu izvozvo zvikasagadziriswa vakataurawo futi kuti pava nemakore anosvika mashanu pasina chamboitwa chakanaka chokubudirira munyika saka takazongozoona vatizvo ivo vapindira munyaya yacho ndokutanga vatoravo ZBC nezvimwe zvakadaro kusvika pari nhasi patava kuziva manje kuti zvinhu zvakamira zvakaita sei mauto vari kutiwa havana kuita kuu havana kutora masimba ehurumende asi vari kuti vari kuda kugadzirisa zvinhu zviri munyika zvikuru sei vanhu vakatenderedza vakagara navamugabe saka tongomirira kuti tione kuti zvinhu zvacho zvichafamba sei ndo zvatoda kukurukura nhasi manhurano paDiaspora Forum.
That's right, Mr. Wande. Like you said earlier on, we have a short video. Now let's go to the video.
There will never be a regime change here, there will always be the people of Zimbabwe in control.
President Robert Mugabe, in power since 1980, has been one of the world's oldest leaders at 93. Some analysts attribute his fall from power on his wife, Grace Ntombizodwa Mugabe, 40 years his junior. Her rise to power began in earnest in 2014 when she controversially assumed the position of chairperson of the Women's League of ZANU-PF. She pushed for the ouster of Vice President Joyce Mujuru after accusing her of trying to topple her husband in 2014. Then next in her ascendancy to what was appearing to be a replacement of her aging husband, she turned her fury to another vice president, Emmerson Mnangagwa. The feud between Grace Mugabe and Mnangagwa reached a tipping point in late September, with Grace Mugabe challenging him to drop from his position. Mnangagwa survived a poisoning claim after eating ice cream, allegedly from Grace Mugabe's farm early this year. Matters came to a head in November, when Grace Mugabe successfully led the expulsion of Mnangagwa from his position of vice president as well as from the party after being booed by a crowd in Bulawayo. It was then that the Zimbabwe National Army stepped in. Army General Constantino Chiwenga warned that the purge in the party should stop or else.
We must remind those behind the current treacherous shenanigans that when it comes to matters of protecting our revolution, the military will not hesitate to step in.
But ZANU-PF youth chairman and de facto G40 spokesman Kudzai Chipanga on Monday came out blasting the army for what it described as political interference.
We as ZANU-PF Youth League are a lion which has awakened and found its voice. Therefore, we will not sit idly and fold our hands while these cheap pot shots and threats are made against the legitimate and popularly elected leader of the Revolutionary Party, ZANU-PF, and Zimbabwe, His Excellency, the Head of State and Government, the Commander-in-Chief of the Zimbabwe Defense Forces, Comrade R.G. Mugabe.
In response, the army took over the state broadcaster and issued a statement that they were in charge, claiming that this was not a coup.
We wish to assure the nation that His Excellency the President of the Republic of Zimbabwe and Commander-in-Chief of the Zimbabwe Defense Forces, Comrade R.G. Mugabe, and his family are safe and sound, and their security is guaranteed. We are only targeting criminals around him who are committing crimes that are causing social and economic suffering in the country in order to bring them to justice. As soon as we have accomplished our mission, we expect that the situation will return to normalcy. To the civil servants, as you are aware, there is a plan by the same individuals to influence the current purging which is taking place in the political sphere.
The fate of President Mugabe and some of his cronies remains unknown. Some reports say that his wife, Grace Mugabe, has left the country, but this has not been substantiated.
Yes, that's where we are right now. a lot of misinformation from the social media, Mr. Wande. And of course, you know, the army is always known not to divulge information, even if it's not, you know, something to do with the defense, you know, anywhere in the world. So what's your take on that?
Yeah, it's quite interesting that this kind of thing has happened in Zimbabwe. I don't think that people ever expected to see this kind of development in the country. But things were going on faster than people could accept. And, you know, all the wrong things were happening. Mrs. Mugabe's rise is something of concern because she rose so fast in such a short time, and she was getting people fired from their party. She was interfering with the government and everything like that. So she made a lot of enemies during this short trip that she tried to take. But here we are now with the situation at hand. The situation is still developing. We don't know how it's going to end or where it's going to, what direction it's going to take. And we are going to sit down and let's talk about what we expect to see and what people think about what has happened in our country that we have always been seeing happening in other countries and never expected to see happening in our own beloved Zimbabwe.
That's right, Mr. Wande. Anyway, to help us dissect that scenario, we have on the line one of our first guests, and it's a war vet, Max Mkandla. He fought in the Liberation War on the side of Zipra. Welcome to the show, Mr. Mkandla.
Thank you. Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Mr. Mkandla, the situation we know is fluid. It's moving, you know, as quick as lightning, one would say. What is your take so far?
Yes, the situation in the country, it seems to be being welcomed by the people, by the entire people in the country. The only thing that the people are just waiting for is a transitional government which can be put in place. But a transitional government which can be put in place will then see it is expected to see a change and to prepare for general elections, a democratic general election. That is what is actually expected by the entire people in the country. But the move that has been taken by the armed forces is a welcome move.
But Mr. Mkandla, let me hold you there. We spoke, our reporters on the ground spoke to some people in the Matabeleland region, and some were not welcoming the move. Apparently, they are saying that just the mere mention of the word National Army reminds them of the early 1980s. But you are saying everyone is welcoming the situation. Can you explain that?
Oh, yes. There can be such, we can have such a pocket of people here and there as just a mere pocket. In actual fact, the same people are the victims of the system. Those are the very people who have been actually abusing people in the name of Uzan. Those are the people who have been benefiting. Now the system has been changed. This is now they are saying, no. The army, we don't want to hear about the national army. No. That's not it. Those are not the real people who have been affected for all along. The army is not beating anybody or threatening anybody. Their message is clear. They are putting sanity within them, not within the government. Everybody, even the government, the institutions are operating as normal. The people are operating, visiting their relatives or operating their shops and so forth, their businesses as normal, just as usual. Therefore, the army has not disturbed anybody there. But all what they want is to put the sanity within one which has crippled the country and in our economy because of positional operations. It's just positional that is has destroyed our country.
Mr. Mkandla, I wanted to find out from you, when we look at the army and the war veterans, over the years, these have been the base of support and power that kept Mr. Mugabe in control. They have, since independence, been his most staunch supporters. But today, they are the ones now who are coming to the people that they used to brutalize and say, we want to save you from what this government has been doing. And they want the people to welcome them. As my colleague just asked you, can you clarify at what stage or at what point the people will actually look at the army and the war veterans like yourself as saviors and not as instruments or tools of oppression that we have seen over the years? Can you give us a brief explanation of that, on that, please?
Oh, yes. Looking at the army and then the party, not the government, looking at the army and the party by the name of ZANU, you'll agree with me that they are actually upholding the aims and objectives of the armed struggle, but basing on ZANU as ZANLA, basing on Mogagau declaration during the war. Those are the same people who assured Mugabe to appoint Mr. Mugabe to lead that party. There was no ZANU outside, there was ZANLA. And then ZANLA appointed Mr. Mugabe, who is the president now, since then, up to today, who has been there as a president. He was actually appointed by the same people that you are talking of now. But however, that team is no longer there. This is a new generation, a new team leadership, but who are still upholding the aims and objectives of the armed struggle, which is now hijacked by people like what this Amai, the so-called Amai, was actually doing in the other people there, and so forth. As a result, they've seen it very clear that they cannot let the country in the hands of a burial society leadership. That's that. That is the only thing that which they want to correct.
Mm.
It is not about the government, but they are actually protecting ends and objectives of the armed struggle under the banner of ZANU.
Okay,
Mr.
Mkandla, but still, the question that my colleague has asked you is, when do you think or feel that the people, the general population, is going to look at war veterans and say, well, these are our saviors and not our mentors, our tormentors, I beg your pardon?
This is what exactly is happening. They must take it right from there. It's not all that war veterans who are dead or who were doing evil things. It's not all that all those army guys who were actually in uniform beating up people.
Mm.
It's not all of them.
I see.
There is a difference.
But this is what has happened.
They must take it right from there. That is the elite which they must actually, take.
Yes, but the unfortunate thing is that, Mr. Mkandla, I think the unfortunate thing is that, when you have a bowl of beans, they are all the same, You can't say this is a bad bean and a good bean. They are all the same, so it will take time. Anyway, you got some more questions, Mr. Wande.
Mr. Mkandla, for some of our listeners who are not aware of the military jargon or the pre-independence struggle, you referred to the Magagao Declaration. Could you just give us in brief, just briefly, what that means, because we have heard this word so many times in the last few days. Even General Chiwenga used that word. We heard General Moyo also. There was a reference to the Magagao Declaration. Could you just give us, in brief, what it is, what it means?
Yeah, anyway, I'm a zebra trend personally, but on the issue of Mugagao in Tanzania, that's from Zanda side. But then after Ndawaningisi Thole deserted, he was no leader to be there. This is where the likes of Rex Nongo, the likes of Tongo Gara, the likes of Upaka and other people who were actually in that particular camp in Mugagao, the likes of Rugarego, that is where these people appointed Mr. Robert Mugabe to be the leader of them in replace of Ndabaningi Sithole, not Kitepo, but Ndabaningi Sithole. So that was a declaration which they declared. But not necessarily that Mr. Mugabe will hijack the aims and the objectives of the armed struggle, but to stick alongside, within the confines of what was actually agreed in that particular camp.
Thank you so much. Just stay on the line, Mr. Mkandla. We are joined by another guest. On the line is the MDCT Deputy Spokesperson, Tabita Kumalo. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Very good evening. Ms. Kumalo, you know, we are discussing about the current situation, which we have been told by the perpetrators that we are not supposed to call it a coup. What can you tell us about that situation?
The situation pertaining to Zimbabwe is a fact, and our parents, we are requesting or demanding that the army respect the Zimbabwean constitution, and we are glad from that their whole purpose is not to take over power, but their purpose is to deal with the looters that have surrounded the president, Robert Mugabe. That granted, they still need to protect our rights as Zimbabweans by bringing in a democratic dispensation where the people exercise their rights.
Now, as you know, we have had a lot of information about how this is heading to, what will be the conclusion. We have had a mention of names like your party being part of the transitional authority. Now, when you look at what has happened, do you see that working? Because from what we are hearing is that the next elections, which were supposed to be next year, will be postponed until 5 years. Is that what you are hearing, and what do you think of that situation?
We have heard that as well. As the MDC party, I think you all know that we are mandate-driven, first and foremost. And secondly, any negotiations pertaining to be it an alliance, be it a different government affairs, in the 2014 Congress, we made a resolution that our negotiator on those issues is one and only our president, Dr. Richard Morgan Tsvangirai. But at this point in time, it is very difficult for me to give a comment on whether there's anything like that, because we have not been formally informed. Everything that we're discussing today is what was seen on the news, on the cyberspace. So, I have no answer to that. And it is
what
lately to be guided by our president, Dr. Richard Morgan Tsvangirai.
I have a question. I want to take you back just a few steps. You did say that you are somewhat pleased that the purpose of these maneuvers was not to take power, but a sort of corrective. Now, as a parliamentarian, what do you and your fellow parliamentarians think about the way this thing was handled? Because definitely, if we look at the Constitution, we see a violation of the Constitution. So are you telling us that you as parliamentarians are willing to let some of the laws be broken to achieve a certain goal, or you are opposed to what has happened, although you would like to believe that it was done for a good cause?
First and foremost, if you remember when I said whatever the army is doing in Zimbabwe vis-a-vis the factional fight between ZANU-PF and ZANU-PF, they must respect the Constitution. Who in Zimbabwe I did not know a violation of the Constitution?
This is exactly...
Every mentioned that.
Yeah, this is what I wanted to understand. Yeah, this is what I wanted to understand.
Yeah. Like I said earlier, we commend them for trying to arrest looters. That's what they said. It is yet to be seen what the mission that they made will be implemented and come to pass. But we are saying at the end, for them having done what they've done, can they please respect the Zimbabwean Constitution vis-a-vis the issue of transferring power? Because we cannot be a country that is going to be governed by coup.
Yes.
That is a gross violation of our Constitution.
My simple question is that do you believe that no laws have been broken to this point? No laws have been broken at all?
The Constitution has been broken. But what we are saying, first and foremost, my dear, is that the law has been broken. And in Zimbabwe, our rights have been broken day in day out. And they were using the institutions like the police, the CIA, the army, to intimidate Zimbabweans who wanted to raise their concerns in terms of their livelihoods. A very good practical example is the disappearance of Itai Dzamara. That was a gross violation of his rights, and to this day, no one knows. Now, who in their right mind would not get a relief from these looters who have destroyed our lives, they have destroyed the lives of our future generation. We have graduated doctors, professors selling eco-cash on the street, selling water. So to us, and to tell Zimbabweans, I'm sure you have heard the news, most of them are celebrating. Okay, at least there's a relief that all the looters are going to be brought to this. But everyone above that, we are saying, yes, there is a violation of the Constitution. Because what the army has done is a coup. But now, is that coup as bad as the Zimbabwean coup? All what we need to do is we make sure that we demand that the army respect the rule of law, respect the Constitution, and take us back to a civilian government without blood, without anything. They must uphold and respect.
Okay, thank you so much, Ms. Khumalo. Please do stay on the line because we are going to our first caller on the line, and it's Manala Godonga Osi Fonela Ese Khaberoni Botswana. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Yeah, bonga ba.
Ye mnumzana Godonga, ngithe use Khaberoni yikho yini? Looks like he has dropped. Anyway, let's go to Mr. Mkandla. Kunjani ba?
Ngiyaphila.
Yeah, Baba Mkandla, siyabona umumo oselizweni lapha. Wena ngokubona kwakho okwenzakeleyo lokhu ungathi into eyamukelekayo yini kuZulu ikakhulu nxa sikhangela ukuthi umthetho wephuliwe la?
Yeyi yamukelwa nguZulu, uZulu besele vele ukuthi kathi lawo abantu bangakhutshwa njani ngoba sekwehlile la kubavotela ukuthi babakhuphi lokurikwa kumbe kade senziwani wathi eva ungakhulunywa ngabantu. Usamukelwa kunjalo uZulu, uthokozile ukuthi baze baqondana nomaqondana ontaba kayibhodwa. Ngakho ke beqondane lowo maqondana oZulu uthi yena sebekhangelele ukuthi khona kube lohulumende ongabe bambile. Laba abagqoka amahlamvu, laba abayiba abakwenzileyo lokhu bebuyele ezinkambeni, kodwa bethiye befake interim structure laphana engabe ibambile kuze kuyefika ukukhetho, uZulu ebesekhululeka ukuthi efake uxa wakhe khethele uhulumende wakhe amfunayo, uZulu ebekuhulumende wakhe. Yikho kukhalelwa nje uZulu nje kuphela. Njengoba kesi abantu bayaphuma besiyazivotela, abanye baya emsebenzini, akula curfew, ibhoda kazivalwanga, nezikolo zivulekile nje abantwana bayazivalela ama-examination. So kulokhuyana kukhululekile uZulu, kakula lutho angalisola laphana. Ngoba lawa umbutho wona uqondisisa ukugoba komthetho obugotshiswa ngontando kayiphikiswa emandleni lezani. Sebe bethanda ama-policies abo awezani phakathi, sebawafaka ku-government. Sebewafake ku-government sokuhlukuluza abantu bonke nabantu abangayisibo abahlala enkundleni yezani. So lokhana ke kuyinto eqondileyo, abantu bathokozile okunye okumangalisayo, bafisela ukuthi khona kakufakwe nje omunye uhulumende nje omncinyane ongabe bambile laphana laba abayiwe abakhululileyo laba namhlanje abantu bebethokoze bethi yi-independence. Bebuyeleke ezinkambeni kodwa ilihlo labo likhona khona laphana kulaba babe bebafakile ukuthi bebone ukuthi bahambisa kuhle yini umbuso kaZulu. Into eqakathekile umbuso kaZulu.
Ye, hayi kuyezwakala. Bamba kancane, sesilomunye njalo umlaleli nguyigodonga, ucingo lwakhe luwile. Siyakwamukela njalo mnumzana Godonga.
Ngiyabonga babo.
Ye, ungasiphi imbono yakho?
Umbono wami ukuthi mfowethu, mina ngiphosa lanxa ngingasekeli umama uMrs Mgabe. Isenzo sakhe senze amabutho avuka emakhanda. Kade belele isikhathi sonke izinto iminyaka leminyaka yonke le bebesenzakala khona lokhu bekhangele kungelanto abayenzayo. Manje sokungena ezikhwameni zabo ngoba phela labo sebabuthanisa izinto bazuza izinto ngezani yona le. Khathesi sekubuhlungu ngenxa yokuthi sebeza kuphuma kulokhuyana ukudla nxa kuphume ngendlela engayisiyo kubi. So sebemelele yikho sebengenile ngalesi sikhathi.
Hayi, kuyezwakala. Hayi, sibongile kakhulu mnumzana Godonga.
Ngiyabonga. Njalo futhi ukwenza kwabo ukuthi baduba ngokwehlukanisa ilizwe ukuthi khona sokungani izipra kayizange ilwe impi ukuthi ngakusiya ngokuya ingalabo baphakathi kwayona le indaba eqondi. Kathi sikuthule nje zonke izinto zilungiswa ziyizani kuphela.
Hayi, bakhona bakhona khona le kathi sazi-ke sizabuza umkandla ukuthi umoyo lo onguye kade ekhuluma ngiyabona engxenye wayekuzipra. Bakhona sibili abakuzipra, siyakwazi.
Makunjalo, kuyabonga.
Hayi, sibongile kakhulu.
Ngiyabonga ba.
Mnumzana Mkandla, singakayi lo mam uMakhumalo laye kanje liwovedi.
Yebo.
Kanti umoyo lo osekhuluma lo ophuma ku-TV walwe kuyiphi icile yamazi?
Hayi, ngithi esimaziyo lwana ngazi ke sithi ukuthi wayelokhu nalokhu ngisofotha ngoba kathe sokuyi-national army kuphela kabehlukaniswa. Kodwa ke hayi, lijaha lakithi.
Oh, lalwa lali sezibra.
Sasilayo le ndoda liyana, hayi umuntu nje esasilayo. Ikhona laphana nje ukhulumele isizwe nje, hayi lathi siyakubuka khona lukhani ukuthi khona hayi amadoda akhona laphana.
Ah, okay.
Miss Kumala Muripo, Muchiripo.
ndiripo.
Okay. Ndinoda kumbobvunza kuti imimi se neboka renyu MDC chamunoda kuona iko zvino chichitika chinyi? Tatendera nedu kuti zvaitwa namauto izvi zvaitirwa kuti zvinhu zvifambe zvakanaka. Asi kubva pari zvino iko zvino izvi nenyaya yatinayo iyoyi, imimi nebato renyu chamunoda kuona chii chichiitika?
Hongu mauto apinda vaita zvavaita. Chikumbiro chedu ndechekuti mauto atedze gwara rebumbiro romutemo renyika. Masimba ngaadzoke vatumwa. Asi kuvateedzeri vedu veMDC, veMDC Alliance, tiri kuti vakomredi vokamberi vota registration ndizvo. Kusvika taudzwa nevatungamiriri kuti tiri kutora gwara ripi. Topari zvino zvatiri kuona zvinhu zvisati zvaita zvinyogwa kuti zvisvike kuvatungamiriri vedu vagare pasi vaziye kuti kwaitwa sei. So pari zvino ndokukurudzirai kuti hozvokuitika tikuzomugare kure nemupfuvhi. Asi handike tinoregista vana remuzimbabwe kusvika tasvika pakuyambuka Jordan. Hatisatisa tayambuka tichiri kufamba. Vamutari vatsimbo tisvike paJordan varipo. Isusu vedu basa kuteedza chete tiona kuti tiri kunyoresa kuti tiende kunoregista kupota.
Apa tinotarisira kuti ma elections egore rinouya achaenderera mberi sekurongwa kwaanga akaitwa ndizvo?
Isusu pari zvino hatizivi kuti pane zvatizvachinja. Sebato reMDC tatoziva ndechekuti tikuenda kuma elections 2018 kuziva kuti kwaita bongozozo masoja aona kuti zvanipfu vanhu vakakomberedza Mugabe vari kuedza kuti vanunure vana vemuZimbabwe munhamo yekutambura, nhamo yekushaya mari, nhamo yekushaya mabasa, nhamo yekuenda kuchipatara kunofa. Saka tiri kuti hongu tazviona zvamaita tozvikudza. Asi tinokumbira kuti muteedzere bumbiro remutemo hongu, and ipapo muone kuti kodzero dzevanhu kunyanya dzinoremekedzwa.
Aiwa, tazvinzwa. Murambe muri parunhare, tiri kudzoka kwamuri muchinguva chishomanene. Tino umwe wedu ari parunhare arikufona ari kuSouth Africa. Nhamo muripo here? Halo? Ndinofunga tarasikirwa ne Nor Naror.
Yeah, we'll call them later. And Mr. Mkandla, let's get back to you. Hello, Mr. Mkandla.
Yebo.
Yes, Mr. Mkandla, what has happened? You know, we have heard the army saying it's not a coup. But when you look at what has happened, it's a coup because at the end of the day, the president is no longer in charge. What do you say to that?
It's not a coup as they say, because a coup involves quite a number of conditions, like the curfews and then also the closure of certain businesses or schools and so forth. So this one is not a coup. There is no blood coup or even a bloodless coup. Instead, they are actually trying to put the record straight, to discipline him, to show him that what he has done is not allowed only. It's just putting him in order. There is nothing like a coup that I can see. According to how I know the coup, I will actually say there is no coup. People are moving freely. People are enjoying just as usual. Only that they are actually, the difference is that they are now celebrating.
That's right.
These people, since 1980 and then beyond 1980, they've been in the same position. And then there is no way, since that woman, Mrs. Mugabe, came to positive. Our economy actually was totally destroyed right from there.
Okay. All right, Mr. Mkandla, just stay on the line. We have another case, Mr. Wande.
Yeah. Parunara patina vama here, Douglas Maya, vano taura waka mira, sangano rema, war veterans. Vama here, makati niko? Vama here, murikuti nzwa oere?
Halo, kuna kunawama zinga Human Rights Watch kweta, kwete vama hiyo.
Vama
zinga dewa.
Tapiringa ta nza mapepa, yadu haripanu patafura, ndino urombo chaizo, ndino urombo. Kwa magadi ni enyu, magadi ni enyu.
Haya, tunufara magadi.
Kutiba siri wende nye haripanapu. Mautano takuna kuu, vanguwanu tukune kuu, vangu manzo, wava chita orego sunezo, achiti kwanzi. Nukuti hapana kwa makefu nechi nechi nyi saka esiri kuu. Saka kana pasina resistance, kana pasina vanu wanoramba, wanu kukwiza kuti havasi kuda kuti zvinoitwa namaute zvitwe. Tingati haisiri kuu here, imi munofunga chiji papa but sataenda mberi.
Aiwa kwazo kwazo kuu iriko inoreva kutora nechisimba masimba ya hurumende ese oiswa mumaoko emauto. Ndozwa itika kuzimbabu. Iko zino kumamba kweza, kumafoo mamba kweza, chaiko runyaniriri mauto, aenda kumizinda, yenote penyura ye ZBC ku radio neku TV, wakataura utitatora chinu, nekutuna kusineza, tuna kugazirisa. Saka urumende yaka gazwa, yaka shangwa nevanu, aisiyo ishiri kutunga mira, zilikuta urwane mauto, ndo zino itikwa. Mauto, vaenda ku police support unit, wakataura utakuna hata pinda kana kubuda, vanga wachisunga chero angati pina na kubuda mauto ya vane puti waka vara pa parliament ziba mzinde ema ofisa wa Mugabe waka vara wa Mugabe kumba kwa avo vare pasto usungwa vare mumba taka ndo inonzi kuu si chiripo ndike kuti apana kuitwa naro ze kuda kurambila na ni mauto zaita nyore nyore saka mauto ava atendera vale kuti vare kungo nangana ni nzimbo shoma zinoti nandare ndege parliament mzinde wa Mugabe ne kumba kwa wa Mugabe ne police support unit doko wanga waka vara asi iku ilipachena
saka munofunga kuti zvino famba sei kana tatarisa parliament ndinoona sekuti kuda pamwe vaiswa pa rumano nokuti kana vakabvuma vakagamuchira zvaitika izvi vagamuchira zvinhu zvisiri pamutemo kana vakaramba futi masoja aripo saka munofunga kuti veparamende vanofanira kuita sei nenyaya iyi
vari parumana nzombe ichokwadi asi chiripo ndechekuti pane nyaya chaipo panonge panga pachiitika musoro wese inhaurirano dziri kuitwa pakati pemauto nemutungamiri wenyika vaMugabe nekuti mukaona matauriro aita mauto ndekuti mauto ataura kuti mukuru wemauto ndivaMugabe asi takanangana nevanhu vakakomberedza vaMugabe vatiri kuti imbavha vanofanira kusungwa vari kuda kupa chinhu chevanhu saka ipapo ndopari kutaridza kuti mauto haasi kuda kuti pasi rose rifunge sekuti zvechokwadi mauto atora nechisimba saka kana vakatenderana navaMugabe zvichaita nyore nekuti zvinenge zvavakureva kuti mumazuva mashoma anotevera kana mangwana chaiye vanogona kutaura navaMugabe kuti vaMugabe vachidzora kuda vamunange kana vamwe vochisiya nasimba kana vachinge vasiya masimba zvava kuda kuti kumbere mutemo rinenge ropinda manje rava kutaura kuti kana mutungamiri wenyika asiya masimba bato raanga achitungamira ndiro rinokodzera kuti risarudze iro munhu achapedzisa chikamu changa chasara pakutonga kwavo saka munhu iyeye kana ndatiti anenge ari vamunenge kuona pavachidzimai mujuru kana kuti ndiani munhu iyeye anogona kuzosarudza manje kuti zikanditore kana kuti vatsvangirai nditore vabiti ndishande navo kuti tivandudze upfumi hwenyika vanogona kuzowirirana ipapo votiti ngatichivandudzai bumbiro remutemo tidzose iye yataiti GNU hurumende yemubatanidzwa vodzosa kana kuti chigaro chaprime minister vogovana masimba kuti vaende mberi senyika zvinofanira kuti zviitwe nechimbi chimbi nekuti hakuna kungatambirwa utongi hwechiuto huchienda mberi saka mauto anozviziva izvozvo saka vari tiri iko zvino kuti vagadzise nyaya idzodzo
Yeah. Moramba muri parinare chikudzoka kwamuri ko zvino zvinezvi. Mr. Gande,
yes.
You heard what Mr. Mavinga is saying, mm-hmm. that indeed it is a coup, mm-hmm. because it has disturbed the functions of government and the way the government operates. And we have heard what Ms. Kumalo has said about the same issue. So I guess it depends on which side or how you want to look at the situation.
Yeah, yeah.
But there is no doubt that there has been a disturbance, and mm-hmm. and there is a problem that the parliamentarians are facing, not because they have any choice. They don't seem to have much of a choice. Mm-hmm. But if we try to sit down and say, if laws been broken, we find that laws have been broken, but we might just give a little bit of space so that maybe the purpose of this whole exercise can be realized.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And also, like he pointed out, you know, that it was bloodless, although we hear there was some shooting and possible deaths, which have not been confirmed.
Yes,
but anyway, yes. We go to Silo Mnumzana Ndlovu, also South Africa. Njani Ndlovu?
Silo Njani.
Hayi siyaphila ungasiphi imbono yakho.
Okay. Eya mina ngicabanga ukuthi amasosha ayenze kahle kakhulu.
Mm.
Ukuthi it's not 100% cool, but i-cool ya elula. Ngicabanga ukuthi iyenziwa ukuthi vele abantu baseZimbabwe esikhathini esiningi banephisi umthetho bayawubamba.
Mm.
And then nabo bayazi umthetho wesajiko ukuthi cool is not right. That's why beyenze yaba soft ngalolu hlobo yenze ngakhona. Kodwa akukacaci ukuthi bayenzele abantu noma bazenzele bona. Ngoba phela la into efanele sikhumbule ngamacala abanawo. Ukuthi bakungenzeka bakwenze bebona ukuthi ngoba ubaba uMnangagwa seqoshiwe, lozongena angeke aza khona ukubaprotekta kula macala abanawo. Basebesenza ke lekhu ukuze bethole ukuthi bavikeleke. Kulele kubo bona ama-commanders e-army ngoba uma kusenzeka izinto ezinje, mina ngibona kuvela ukwehlukanisa ukuthi kunamazanda namazipha. So kuyodiphenda mengalukho uhlobo. Ngifaka ukuthi bazofaka umuntu onjani, but kuqala umuntu abazongifaka kufanele kuvumelane amazipha namazanda, bevumelane. Yikho la bazofaka khona umuntu ozokusiliza okungeka sazeprotect olunye uhlangothi ngoba kunohlangothi kufanele luvikeleke. Kodwa ngendlela engibona ngakhona mina, mbona bazofaka umuntu ozovikela lolo hlangothi.
Kodwa ke
not 100%.
Sesike sezwa abanye besithi kukhanya uMnumzana Mnangagwa nguye ozaba ekhokhela. Umbona njani uMnangagwa?
Kithi ngicabanga ukuthi sense Gibbs. Babuganda ngithi.
Yeah.
Ngicabanga ukuthi uma kuyuthi uyakungilalela uma sikhuluma ngalezi ndawo. Inokusho ukuthi yabona iZimbabwe, umuntu ongekho involved kundaba yeGugrawonde akekho ongalibusa. UMnangagwa uzongena kuphela. Uma kungangenanga uMnangagwa, bazokhetha omunye ababona ukuthi bona be-army basoft bavikelekile. Singajabuli sithi la iZimbabwe izophumelela, cha kulele kubo ukuthi bona babona kanjani. Kodwa into engiyibonayo mina, kuvikelwa bona, bazivikele bona, ngoba babonile ukuthi uNkosikazi kaPresident uma engena angeke azazabe nepower kobo Jonathan, uJonathan bazomcontrola. So amakhesi wabo kulula ukuthi avuke. So that's why babavukele. Bakhulumile bona bayifana namacommanders ezipha, namacommanders ezanda, babona ukuthi ngcono bekwenze lokho. Bevikelana bona bodwa, even nawo ezipha angeke sisho ukuthi bamsula ngoba thina esosihlala lapha eMandebeleni kunabantu ababefa kungaziwa ukuthi babulawa ubani. Esingeke sizotshisho ukuthi babulawa iGugrawonde or babulawa ngamazanda. No one knows until today ukuthi babulawa ubani. Nabo ngeke sisho ukuthi bamsula 100%. So mina le nto engiyibonayo, ngibona ukuthi ubaba uMgcaba uyenza iphutha lokuxosha ubaba uMnangagwa. Ngoba kudala esenza izinto nobaba uMnangagwa bambiza njenge-ring leader kuzo zonke izinto ezasenzakala. So umuntu onjalo angeke uzokwenza ukuthi amasosha avume ukuthi ahambe, ngeke kuze kwenzeke lokho. So lapho nje asijabule nini ukuthi maybe khona into encane ezoshintsha, kodwa incane kakhulu angayiboni mina ukuthi khona into ezoshintsha ilizwe lethu liyoqhubeka linenkinga kodwa efanele sifongeleke ukuthi ke bazamile ke nalo-ke bamxoshi kakhulu uma bexoshi umama uMgabe ngoba nguye esembona ukuthi besenenkinga enkulu kakhulu vele ilizwe bezolithatha ngoba into esebeyifuna bona ukuvikela amabhizinisi wabo bebengafuni izimbabwe ukuthi izimbabwe bafuna ukuvikela amabhizinisi wabo umama uMgabe nefemili yakhe not ukuthi abuse izimbabwe izimbabwe thuthuke but laba sokungenzeka kube ngconywana but not 100% ngoba bazivikela ngiyabona
hayi kuyezwakala hayi sibongile kakhulu mnumzana
alright ba ngiyabona
Mr. Wande, that's an interesting observation from Mr. Ndlovu. He says, you know, the looking forward, he doesn't see much change because he thinks that some of the people who have taken, who are in charge now, are as guilty as those that they are chasing away. So they are likely to choose a person who is going to protect them. So even Grace Mugabe, the first lady, when they were looking at her, they were not sure that, you know, those around her, like the likes of Jonathan Moyo, were going to be, you know, to take over from her and not protect them. So now that's a twist. That
it is a very interesting scenario. They've been doing all these things together. They've been in government together. And I'm talking about the army. I'm talking about Mnangagwa, for example, the Mugabe. All these people, they've been doing all this together for all these years. But now something has come in between and it's splintering them in all sorts of directions. So it is difficult for people. I kind of accept that. It is difficult for people to accept that the military intervened on behalf of the people. I think people are correct in the sense that they believe that the what the army did was to protect themselves more than to protect the people,
the interests of the people.
But we stand corrected. We will see what happens if they are really interested in having people at heart.
Yes. You got a caller there. Right?
Yes, we got another caller from South Africa. Believe. Muriko Tinzwa ere?
Yeah.
Yes. Tinengwa Shomanana Panapa. As it looks like Mukakbasa with Batsirao, Nyayatanga Shitora, I know he is a Katiwa Nemauto Kumushauku. Munofungachina.
I think we dropped him. Okay. Let's quickly go to who was our last guest?
We were talking to Mr. Mavinga. And I think we still have Ms. Kumalo.
Ms. Kumalo, you heard the caller there saying that it looks like the army was not really, you know, looking for the interests of the people, but was just protecting itself by doing what they did. What's your take?
It is an open secret what the government and the government institutions did in terms of violation of the rights of people. It's an open secret. But what is critical here is they promised the people of the Republic something. And what we want to see is, are they going to restore the constitutionalism of Zimbabwe into place? If they then do that, we are then able to sit down and debate. So for now, we are all speculating. That is why we are saying, we thank them for what they've done. People are giving them thumbs up, but we are saying, can the army then respect the rule of law and respect the constitution of Zimbabwe, take back the Zimbabwean government to the Zimbabwean people, and make sure that the rights of the people are protected and they stay in the barracks, but they make sure that everybody in Zimbabwe is.
Yeah, I agree with her. Because these are uncharted waters. We have never been in this kind of situation before. And we have seen so many interferences from the military in other countries, which ended up really, really badly, to such a point that the military was afraid to relinquish power. And then it went on and on and on. So I understand her point. She's quite right. We just wait and see what they are going to do next. Mm-hmm. Maybe it will give us a hint of
Mr. Mavinga, quickly, we are running out of time. What's your take on the situation, especially when we're looking ahead? Do you see the army going back to the barracks soon, or we are going to have a military junta?
The army has to go to the barracks soon. In fact, this is why in their address this morning they kept referring to Mugabe as their commander-in-chief. They want a semblance of a non-coup, so they will have to have a transitional mechanism that is led by a civilian authority, which is why they might bring back Mnangagwa and have a kind of GNU for legitimacy, because an open coup would not be acceptable anyway. So they need to quickly have their own people, and then they go to the barracks to control from behind the scenes.
And from your take, from your view, who do you think is the brain behind this? Is it Chiwenga, or who do you think is pulling the strings here?
It is clearly Chiwenga, but working with Mnangagwa. And I think it's also the arrangement that, you know, the security forces for a long time have been deeply embedded and involved in ZANU-PF politics. They have been really the power behind ZANU-PF. 2008 elections, you know, ZANU-PF lost to Tsvangirai, but it was the army that reversed the democratic gains and ensured that Tsvangirai does not become the legitimate leader.
My concern has to do with what we just spoke about a few minutes ago, that if they start receiving some form of resistance, it might make them stay longer, and we really wouldn't like that from the experiences that we have had. But anyway, if the purpose of this maneuver was to retaliate for the firing of Mr. Mnangagwa, when they did not get involved, when such behavior was done before, what do you think the people will how do you think the people will react if it is for the imposition of a leader rather than for freeing the people from the government?
It is very difficult because, look, the military has got, you know, the powers of the guns, and therefore it will be difficult for civilians to act or to react. So what is important is for Sadak and others to ensure that a military coup does not succeed and that the army returns to the barracks and facilitates a return to civilian authority.
Okay, right. Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Unfortunately, we have run out of time, but we'll give the last few minutes. In fact, it's just a minute to Mr. Mkandla. Mr. Mkandla, can you just give us your last thought in 30 seconds?
Well, thank you very much on that one. What I'm actually requesting to the entire nation, from the entire nation, I think I'll encourage the civilians or the people of Zimbabwe to go and register in preparation of the forthcoming elections. Yes, there can be this and that here and there, and so forth, or that there is a structure which has been put. That is just a rumor. There is nothing that has been announced that there is a transitional government or there is there are people who have already been appointed to be led by Mnangagwa, blah, blah, blah.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mkandla. We have run out of time. Okay, thank you so much. We'll just give Ms. Kumalo just 30 seconds. We are out of time.
The future of our next generation is in our hands. Zimbabwe, let's go and register to vote. That is the only way to allow.
Thank you so much, Ms. Khumalo. That was Ms. Tabitha Khumalo, the MDCT deputy spokesperson. You also heard from human rights lawyer Dewa Mavinga and, of course, war veteran Maxim Kandla. That's it for tonight. My name is Chris Gande.
I am Chanono Kawande, and I hope you stay well and you join us again tomorrow when we deal with another subject of interest to Zimbabweans. Thank you so much and good night.